welcome to the Geriatric Millennials. This is Jamie.
And this is Beth.
And we are two oldish, youngish ladies talking about what we're into in March of 2024.
I'm into your positive disposition. Like, every time, Jamie, your little ray of sunshine.
Why, thank you. I mean,
every time. It's who you are. It's beautiful.
Life is good. Life is hard, but it is, it makes me happy. So many things make me happy. I'm so into so many things. So I'm excited to talk about it.
It's just amazing to me. I'm like, how do you live every day?
I mean, so not every day. I don't know. Positive. I'm also recording a podcast at the moment. So I don't want to be like, hey,
what's up? I've literally in my whole time of knowing you only seen you sad like two times. more than that, but it's course. Just like you're always just like a little ray of sunshine. I love it.
This is a fun topic.
It is fun. I love talking about stuff I like, giving recommendations and things that are just like making me momentarily happy.
Yes. Well, and I'm actually into your cat who is behind you right now, looking like he's going to pounce on your head.
Yeah.
And you can't even see him.
Yeah. I'm always one, second away from being attacked in my home. So it's fine. They're very exciting.
Speaking of what we're into, you let me know about your cat who's into eating the lettuce and various things that are. Okay. That's one of your things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just start off.
Please.
So I got an Aero garden for Christmas, which is one of those gardens that's like hydroponic. That might not be a real word.
I think it is.
Yeah, where you grow it in water, you add plant food, you have a sunlight on your, and it's this whole little kit that's on your counter. And people grow like veggies and herbs and all kinds of stuff. My whole family got them for Christmas this year, I guess. I don't really know. And so I started planting them because I'm like, I try to use the things I'm gifted now. I'm trying to be better about that. So on a whim, I planted all the things. And like the first couple harvests, I was like having these salads. And it was enough lettuce and stuff for like one big salad or a couple small salads for me. I just like kept it growing and I would clip the little leaves and chomp on them like a bunny. I'm not a big fan of the nature in my mouth. So anyway, one day I hear like a... And I'm like, what is that? My cat Fratelli is on the kitchen counter devouring all of the arugula. And so I'm frantically searching, is arugula safe for cats? And it was. But she was like,
that is so loves strange it. To me. That seems so strange.
Yeah, loves it. And so the other day I was like going to do something and she had ripped the plant. I mean, it's down to its nubs and she ripped it out of the like... grower because she was just like so into it. So I bought her, I restarted and planted more arugula for her, but I also bought arugula at the grocery store so I could give her some.
And does she just eat it?
I forgot about it actually until this moment. So okay, I'm going to give her some tonight, but she loves it.
Never heard of that. The only thing that I have seen cats eat that is green in my life that I can think of is grass. And that's to like make themselves throw up or something.
Well, and I used to plant cat grass for them, which is like wheatgrass or whatever, or barley. I don't know which thing it is, but it's grass, just cat grass. I think it's wheatgrass anyway. And she used to love eating that. And she didn't need to eat it throw up. She just liked it. Some cats like to eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
does she eat anything other than the arugula? Because you have an assortment of things growing.
So that was part of the reason why I had to pull everything out, is because she was chomping on stuff, not eating it, but she's like rubbing her body on it. And so like I looked at the lettuce to harvest and it had cat hair all over it. And I was just like, so I need a new game plan.
But it was funny. Your cats.
It was good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Both of them. They are they're so unique.
Yes.
Okay.
What's something you're into right now?
Okay. This is something that I have tried for the first time.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say the first time because I tried something. I just need to say what it is. It's fake eyelashes.
Oh gosh, yes.
Okay. So I did try some fake eyelashes in the past that I didn't love because I felt like I couldn't get them off my eyelashes. Yeah. Like I had to like work and work to get them off. And I felt like it was kind of risky to my natural lashes.
You've taken, I can't even believe you're wearing falsies because your lashes are still so long.
Well, at this moment, I'm not. So at this moment, okay, I'm going to get to what I'm currently have on my eyes right now. But the last time you saw me, I had applied. Yes.
And they looked great.
Kind of like sultry. A set of fake eyelashes that, so I have a friend who who advised me on what to get. Cause I was like, I don't want to spend a ton of money, but I want it to look, and her eyelashes always look good. And hers look really natural. And so I was like, what do you use? Cause I actually couldn't even tell if hers were real or if they were false. And so she told me what she gets, and it's like cluster lashes and this bond and then the seal and then this stuff. And it ended up being not that expensive in my opinion slash experience, because I know people spend a lot of money on lash extensions like that are attached to their lashes, and they have to like go and get them maintained and filled. It's a whole thing. It's not a cheap thing. And I'm not going to do that. But I wanted to try something that was more affordable, but also like just fun.
Yeah.
Because I like to dress up.
Yes.
And now I have opportunities to dress up like once or twice a month when we have these dance events. And I want to like, I just want to play with makeup and I want to play with eyelashes. And I tried these other ones that were magnetic and I wasn't a fan of those. So I've been kind of experiencing, okay, I feel like I have found something that I really actually like.
Okay.
And they are press-on eyelashes.
Like pre-glued.
Pre-glued.
Okay.
And so what I have on today, and I don't know if you can actually tell, but I have on just one cluster like on the edge of my eyes that just like made it like a little bit.
Flare out a little.
The flare and just like thicker. Because my natural lashes are pretty long. So I have mascara on and then I put these on just on the like ends.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a dance event. This is just like an everyday look, but I feel like I could. I mean, still, I don't know. I'm just experimenting. But I'm enjoying these ones because you don't have to put any glue on. You just like stick them on there and then you swish them to your eyelashes and then they last the whole day.
Nice.
And then I gently like peel them off.
Yeah.
And then I use them another day.
Yeah.
And they're still fine. Okay. So I haven't tried it for a third day, but I'm like,
do you know
this is like really the easy? Brand is yes, it? It's Kiss Impress Press On Falsies.
Oh, okay. I know. I thought Kiss did nails too.
They do.
I think so, yeah.
They do. And I haven't tried their nails, but I do enjoy these little things. Because, like, I could put more on if I wanted to, but
it gives you more control for sure on how sultry or whatever you want to look like.
Whatever. Yeah. And it's just like a little something that is just easy and very low commitment, which I like because it's just. It's like fast and it's not like taking time to like apply like and glue these things to my eyelashes that last days. So anyway, I'm into it.
I watch a lot of TikTok, obviously, and they were doing these videos of like, I like to watch the eyelash extension girls, but some of them are like, you do you, but they're so thick. I'm like, I would be so distracted. They look like, I mean, it's just like so heavy that I was like, I could not. And then I saw this other girl and she was putting the eyelash extensions on using UV light.
What?
Like how they cure.
That might not be bad. I mean, that sounds like it might be bad for your eyeballs.
I think it's really bad for your eyeballs. And I was like kind of shook and the girl's like, oh, that hurt a little bit. I was like,
you're burning your eyes.
With UVs, like light that you like. Anyway, I was just like, okay, I don't think
you can't put sunscreen on your eyeballs when you're doing that.
I don't know if it was an approved technique, but I was just like, dang, like I would definitely reconsider that one.
Yeah.
Speaking.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yes. You're doing a safe version for your eyeballs and you're not just, you know.
Yeah, but it's fun. I feel like I finally like found. Fine. I shouldn't say finally. It's not like I've tried a ton of different options, but I have tried a few and now I have found something that I actually like. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I found something I liked the other day. I have been needing a jacket for like, it's like winter still. This is okay. You know how like it'll be winter still and it's like cold where you don't want like a giant parka heavy jacket.
Right.
But it's like too cold for like a rain jacket or a trench or something like that. You need that middle, but I don't want to wear like a fleece. So I was like, okay, I need like a middle jacket. So REI was having like their annual coat sale or whatever. So I looked online and of course, like they had a bunch of coats that are like puffer coats and stuff. I'm like, I don't know if I'm that girl. And then they had this one jacket that was really cute. It was kind of longer, but it was like $300. I was like, I don't know about this. And so I go to the REI and I find this jacket and I look at it. And I'm like, oh, that's real nice. Can you guess what color it is? It's mustard.
Just tell me. I love that. Oh,
it's yellow. I can't get away from yellow.
I love that so much.
If you look around my house, there's bits of yellow everywhere. I wear yellow all the time. It's crazy. And like, I wasn't going to get it because it was like only on sale for like 200 and something, like almost 300.
Which is still pretty expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah. And I'm not an REI person. I think I've only been there a couple times in my life. And
I love that store so much.
Oh my gosh. So the really nice salesperson with the vest on. I didn't realize they all wore green vests, they by do. The way, because they're like, who helped you? I'm like, the lady with the green vest. Just like, oh, you're so cringe. But we figured it out. But she was like, okay, this is going to go on sale. And like, if you become a member, then you'll have longer to return it. And then you can like come back and get a price adjustment.
Oh, it's so worth being a member.
So I wasn't a member. So I become a member. I get the jacket. I get the little, like, you get $30 back in a like store coupon thing for becoming a member. And I like walk out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this jacket. I'm so excited. And it had been kind of cooler in the mornings and like where you still need a jacket. Literally the next day, it switched to the 70s here. Like it went from 40 to 70. And I was just like, I didn't get to wear my jacket one time. And so
I think you will. I think it's going to cool down again.
I don't know if it's cool enough for that jacket, but
I need to see this jacket.
I will show it to you. It's very cute. And it's by the brand that I bought a backpack from them years ago. It's like the Finnish brand or Swedish brand. It's like all the kids had the backpacks in like 2018. It's kind of like a square little bag and they have like a red symbol on a white background. It's like,
does it start with a K or something? It
starts with a K or an R. I can't remember. It's showing my age. Well, I bought one of those backpacks and when I was in youth group and lo and behold, I get home, I open my closet to put my jacket away. Same color as the backpack. What? Totally had forgotten. I have a matching jacket and backpack from the same company now.
You should wear them together.
Oh my gosh. It's so dorky. I was like, oh, you're such a weirdo.
I love that.
Because I went to REI and got that coupon and I had to go back and get my 70, because it went on sale for $75 less. I had to go back and get the adjustment. I go back to the REI and I lose my mind. I'm becoming an REI girl.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm like,
that's what happened.
I need this coupon and I'm trying to find stuff and I want to get something that I'm actually interested in. And a lot of their clothing is so expensive. And I'm like, I'm not ready to make that investment into like trail pants and things like that. And I'm like, you know what I want to do though? I want to be a birder. So I went to their book selection and I found like a book of Washington State birds. And I was just like, okay, this is my new life. I'm going to be a birder because I'm trying to find an outdoor activity.
You could also do this with your cats.
Well, yeah, because we watch the birds that come onto my bird feeder. So I need to spend a little bit more money though. I'm looking everywhere. I tried on a pair of pants and didn't work out for me. And literally I'm like, you know what I could use? A fanny pack to put my book and my binoculars in when I go birding. Your girl got her first fanny pack as an adult.
I'm so proud of you. Oh, I am laughing so
it's
hard right now.
It's a giant REI black fanny pack that
love.
I fully intend on wearing on my fanny, not across my body. I'm wearing it as a fanny pack.
Oh,
and then I started getting excited like, I can use this when I go walking. I can put my keys in here and my phone when I'm walking around the neighborhood.
You.
And I was just like,
fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
It's I've genius. Hit a new level. Hands free, easily accessible. I mean,
yeah. But I just didn't think, I never thought in my life I'd be a fanny pack girl.
I've been telling you this.
I know, but I myself could never envision wearing a fanny pack.
Well, and now here it is. You've crossed over. You're never going back. And I'm so proud of you because...
What?
Because I'm laughing. Because you are embracing the elder millennial that you are. Because you literally just said that you got a bird watching book. Which is, what is more like midlife than that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And a fanny pack.
I know.
For the practical reasons.
Practical, not
fashion.
Aesthetics. Yeah. 100%.
This is wonderful.
I'm already like set to join the local Arbonne Society and they have nature walks. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to be great. I can get my steps in. I was on Amazon because again, I didn't want to invest in like the $800 trek pants. But I was like, oh, they have lots of hiking pants. Oh, look at this. This is $35. Your girl has a cart full of hiking pants now. Well, I don't know what's happening to me.
That's so funny. You know, okay, I will say that if you find a pair of hiking pants at REI that fits you, that you like,
yeah,
they're going to be worth the price because they will last. And you could buy one pair versus like, and spend the same amount of money on like three pairs in Amazon. Yes. But like, are you going to wear all three?
I don't know. We're testing things out right now to see what I like.
I'm just saying, I think REI is worth it.
I will invest once I know I will use it. But until then, we are going cheap side to make sure that it actually happens. Okay. Plus, I'm trying to get them to also like use them as golf pants because let's just go full on grandma.
Golfing. This is
because I like golfing
better.
Too. Yeah.
This is great.
I'm going to be a birder, golfer, hiker.
With the fanny pack.
With the fanny pack. Just out there.
And you even mentioned binoculars too. Is that happening?
Well, they're very expensive, so I need to go actually do the birding, like get into the groove a little bit to see what I need. But yeah, it's like a whole, it's like going to be my whole personality.
This is reminding me of when I worked at that jungle lodge.
Yeah.
Back when I was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
It is a destination for birders. So very serious birders, because they're spending a lot of money to come there.
Yes.
To birdwatch.
Yeah.
And there is like a whole persona. There's a whole like,
it's a stereotypical,
but like yes. character of like people that would come to this resort. And I had so much fun imitating them because you can just, I mean, it's like a, what am I trying to say? It's just funny. Yeah. It's actually really funny. Yeah. It's cool. People are really into it. But then like, I mean, you get people that are spending all the money to come do that. I mean, they come with all the gear.
Yeah.
And just, oh, it's great. It's yeah. fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm going to start imitating you.
I'm not looking forward to this ride, but whatever. We're here.
After I'm not going to start imitating you. I want to see you in action, and then I'm going to compare it to my memory of the birders that would come all the way down to Belize.
Jamie, you don't understand how hard I had to fight buying a vest at REI. I'm not a vest person, but I was like, ooh, look at that vest with all the pockets. I could put stuff in there when I'm birding.
Yeah.
And it's like, you haven't even gone on one adventure yet and you're already going full on. Maybe I need a hat too to keep the sun off my neck. And you I was do. Like, please, this is for what I'm everything saying. That is this good is what in this I'm world, saying. Stop.
They show up with vests, hats, binoculars, I fanny packs, hiking pants, I all know. Of it.
It's a whole thing. I'm really excited about it.
I love that for you. Ugh. Okay. Very different.
Yeah.
Very different genre of what I'm into. But I am going to say that Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh, yeah. It's that season.
I got a Costco size bag.
Oh.
Of the Cadbury mini eggs. Because what happens is I buy these treats and I put them up high in the shelf in the pantry. And then when I go to eat them, they are gone.
Yeah.
Because I live with
moochers.
Family members that are like, I live with teenagers and yeah. kids, and they just like, they find it and they just eat it.
Yeah. Gone.
So I put this Costco size bag. I have hidden it mm-hmm. in my personal closet. And now they know about it, but oh. I will not reveal the location.
Yeah.
And I am not sharing.
Good for you.
I'm not.
Sharing is not caring.
Okay. I'm just like, these are mine.
Yeah.
Okay. I get something.
Yeah. This is for me.
This is for me. And I want it to last because yeah. I want to be able to go have a handful whenever I want.
Yeah. For the next few months.
Or
weeks. Or days. Whatever you want. But it comes yes. down to you.
Yeah. So loving the Cadbury mini eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two other candies.
Okay.
Big fan.
Okay.
Mini Starburst.
Mm, yeah.
Have you tried these?
Yeah.
Do you know why I like them so much? One of the reasons?
Why?
You don't have to unwrap.
I know. It's great. You know what you can do? You throw a few in some champagne or Prosecco and it starts buzzing and like,
what?
It makes a nice little, like a little cheap cocktail, champagne cocktail.
I think you may have mentioned this to me before. I need to do this.
I did this at a party once and you have to make sure they're fresh. I just redid these for another event and like I used, they were like a little bit older Starburst. They weren't spoiled, but they were and when I cut them up, they just weren't like super soft and like how, you know, oh. they normally are, and it didn't go as well. But the first time I had them, they were fresh Starburst and they were
but
so
these
good.
Were start like regular size that you used.
So the last time I used the regular size and cut them up, no, the first time I used the minis, and that was the way to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And you can even get the minis that are like all like just the pinks and reds,
yeah,
which are the best flavors in my opinion.
And I go yellow, but okay.
Oh my gosh, that's my least favorite You're of welcome. All of them.
Hello, yellow.
Right? Yellow's my favorite color, but not when it comes to Starburst candy. But anyhow, mini Starburst, yes. Last but not least, Starburst jelly beans.
Oh yeah, those are good.
So good.
Yeah, so good. I did have to buy some of the like classic box. I don't know the Brox. I don't know the name.
Oh,
starts with a B.
Yeah, yeah.
Ends with a H-E.
Of jelly beans?
Of jelly beans. It's like the classic Easter jelly beans. And I have like, I always get a bag this time of year and it's just so fun to like, and it makes me laugh because every time I take a scoop out, I eat my least favorite ones first, which are usually purple and like green.
That's so funny. Do you get, what about Jelly Belly jelly beans?
You know, are you not a fan? Huge fan for like, it's not the right fit for Easter for me.
Is it a nostalgic thing for you?
Yeah, because that's the ones we had when I was growing up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Something else that happened that I'm into. that is also kind of vintage is years ago, I was at a Goodwill and they had all of these textbooks that our school district was getting rid of. And I recognized them as textbooks I read in elementary school, like reading textbooks. So I found one and I was like, this is so cool. I think I was at a yard sale and I found another one. It was the same version, but when I opened it, it had one of my friend's name from middle school in there.
No way.
Crazy. And so then it's like, I found another one and they've just been sitting around my house for years. And on a whim, I was like, I wonder if I could find the full set. And so I went on eBay and I started like just looking for these. And I like figured out all like, you know, it's like volume 1 through 13.
Yeah.
And I just like bought them all.
You did? Is this Encyclopedia Britannica or what is
No, they're all books that you would read in elementary school based on your reading level. And we used them for the entire time through like first grade through fifth grade. And so every year you'd get different colors and whatever. And when I tell you, I would open up the package and it was like a rush of nostalgia.
Like when you opened up the package from eBay? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. When I opened up when they came, the books finally came. It was just like, and I got them from different vendors. So they came at different times. And it was just so wild because it was just like, oh my gosh, this is like, I remember having this in my hand in like first grade. And it just brought back all these memories. And I was flipping through some of the stories and I remembered the stories, like the pictures and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
And I just like, so now it's just like a prize collection at my house. Yeah. I'll post a picture because it's an extensive collection now.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That reminds me of something that happened to me when I had my first kid and I came across this book and I read it and it was like, I knew that I had read that book as a kid but I didn't remember. Like it was like this weird, like I remember, but I didn't know it until I was like reading it. And I'm like, why is this so familiar? And anyway, I love that book.
Yeah.
It's A Fish Out of Water. Have you read it? Mm-mm. It's great.
It's weird though how that stuff triggers. It's like a sensory memory almost too. Like I don't remember it, but it's like in my soul remember it.
Yeah. Another thing I'm into that I read, it's a book that I read recently. And it's one that you told me about. And I read it and I actually really liked it. It's The Woman in Me by Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was so good reading that book. And because we grew up with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Like she was like, she's our age.
Yeah.
I think
she is. She's like a year younger than us.
Yeah. And so like when she was famous, I mean, we saw her.
She was like an idol.
We saw her go through all the stuff that she talks about in her book. Like I remember it.
Yep.
I remember seeing, you know, like the pictures of her and like just all the stuff. But I didn't know her story at all. And like getting to read her story, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Also, you know how the media would try to portray her and all of that, and just having like an opportunity to share her side of what was really going on was so eye-opening.
Yeah.
And I just have a lot of empathy and compassion for her and what she went through and all the stuff like with her dad and the what was it called? The ship? The
conservatorship.
Conservatorship?
Sure. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of makes sense when people kind of see her now and it's like, why is she different and why is she acting this way and whatever? It makes so much sense. There's a part in the book where she just was like talking about how she just wants to like show her body and like she doesn't mind just like being like posting pictures of herself. And it clicked with me. It made sense because her whole life she was like freaking.
She
wasn't allowed. And when she was, it was for other people's gaze and to sell
and
her.
It was totally controlled. Everything she even ate, like, and she couldn't, she had an allowance. She couldn't even like buy a pair of sneakers that she wanted. Like everything was so controlled. And yet she was the one like performing and making the money for everybody.
Yeah.
And she had no control over it. I mean, it was just so messed up.
Yeah.
But I really liked the book. So I recommended it. I was into it. I'm into it.
Okay.
I mean, I read it already. So.
Nice.
I don't know how to say that. I was into it. I am into it.
Yeah, you liked
it. I liked it. Good. Yeah. There we go.
I have two quick medias. I watched over over 4th of July. No, over Shamrock Day. Oh, what is it called?
St. Patrick's
Day?
There
we go. Yeah. Which I was out that day. I'm like, why are people in green today? What is going on? And I was like, oh, dummy. Like, it's a holiday. And anyway, I watched the Lindsay Lohan movie Irish Luck on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's like a corny-ish, like... romantic comedy.
Is it new?
It's new. It came out on St. Patrick's Day or that weekend. And it was set in Ireland. It's very cute. And it was just like, it was very reminiscent of like the early or the late 90s, early 2000s rom-coms that are just fun. And like, they're not that deep and they're just easy to watch and like give you a little like, oh, okay, that was cute.
Yeah. So okay.
I liked that. And then around the same time, a movie came out with Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. Damsel.
Yes. Oh, yes. We want to watch that.
Yeah. It's very good. Let me take that back. It's very good for like what it is.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it and it was had some interesting moments. I mean, there's also some corny parts. Along with becoming a birder, I've become a talk through a movie lady. So as stuff's going on, I'm like, girl, why are you doing that? And I'm like, oh my gosh, get a hold of yourself, woman. But I cannot help but to like yell at the TV screen during movies now. So not only did I like those movies, but I liked speaking to myself about the movie during the movie. So you're welcome.
You are making me laugh. Okay. Okay, believe it or not, Beth, I have some media as well. I know. So my family, I cannot speak to the entire series because we have not watched the whole thing. We've only just begun. We've watched just a couple of episodes, but we have a new family show. It's the Percy Jackson.
Oh, yeah. It's cute.
Whatever show, whatever it's called. Percy Jackson something.
The Olympians, I think.
And it's fun. It's good to have like a show that everyone actually wants to watch because we have such a span of ages and like
interests.
And so we're into that right now. So hopefully it's good. Yeah. I mean, hopefully the rest is good. It's good so far.
Speaking of the rest, I'm really into starting a book, liking it, getting into it. I always say if I can get past the first 50 pages, I'm in it. I read about a third of the book, 75 pages or so. I don't know. And I just stop. A bookmark in and then I just stop reading it and I put it on my shelf by my bedroom. I have 5 books that I've started that I was enjoying reading every night, totally into. And then I would just put the bookmark in and then I would just stop.
Why?
I don't know.
Is this one of those things that like, remember you were saying you don't watch the final episode of a show that you really like?
I don't think so. I think I just was like into the book reading for a minute and then like, I'm going to go on TikTok or whatever at night. And then I forget to finish my book.
So then why don't you go back to that book instead of starting a new one?
Well, because now I have to go back and read the first part of the book because I've forgotten what's going on.
Oh.
And it's like there's multiple genres. Like it's a whole thing.
So are you actually into this or is this not something you're into?
It's like sarcastic, but that's what I'm into doing is reading.
You're into doing it, but you're not actually into it. I don't like that you're doing it.
I don't like that I'm doing it, but I'm definitely into doing it. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Another one is Dune. Now, okay. We watched this did we watch it as a family? No. I watched it with my boys.
Okay.
My daughter was not.
She's probably not.
And I'm not saying that I'm into the movie, but I'm into being able to like do something with my kids.
Yeah.
And I wanted to watch it because they had been talking about watching it and then going to the theater to see Dune 2, the second one. And so we need to get that. We need to do that soon because I don't know how long it's going to be in the theaters. But I want to do that with my boys is to go and watch
a movie.
Dune 2 at the theater. I did hear that it's like a good theater movie. So
yeah, I loved the first one. Like the story's fine. I watched Dune from the 80s. That is a trip. And not quite appropriate for the age I was at that I watched it.
Oh, I don't know anything about it. Is it the same story?
Same story. It just is a lot is going on. It's just one movie. It's really good if you go into the thought, like think about this coming out in 1980, whatever, when it came out. I think it came out in the early 80s. Anyway, but there's a lot. I wouldn't let my young kids watch it. But the remake, I was like, it was just very beautiful and serene to the point where it's like I had an app for a while called Calm. And they had Dune soundtrack.
Oh.
So at nighttime, you could put it on with like a little sleep timer and it would just be like this calming music. But it was just like the soundscapes of Dune. And then I was like really into it. And then all of a sudden a bird was like, ka, 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 ka. And then like my cat went off. So I was like, well, this is not the one. But it was good.
That's so funny. Okay, here's something I'm into that I wasn't aware of until somewhat recently. And that is Macy's Final Act sale.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Why are you making that face?
We can talk about it. You go first.
So I have never been a Macy's shopper.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know. I just didn't know that you could find something for like $5 in Macy's.
Yeah.
But you can.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I know.
What? So, what are you going to say about this?
The reason I make a face is like before Macy's, here was Macy's. It was the Bon Marché. And it was an experience. It was like a classic department store. You go, it's nice. There's nice brands there, all the things. And then Macy's bought them out, or I don't even know what happened. And you would still go, and it was nicely done. Like, shelves were beautifully stocked. You had some designer brands for a local town, which is hard to find. It was an experience. You would go downstairs to their linen department or their china department, their lingerie department. It was just great. They had evening dresses. Like, you could just go there for anything you would need, and it was great. I went there looking for a jacket, and it was a clutch my pearls moment.
Did you feel like you were in Ross?
It was like Ross, but worse. I went downstairs to look at, like, well, I needed bras too. So I went downstairs to go look at the lingerie department. It's gone. And now it's just this, like, I don't even remember what it was called, but
they
it was
have
like
it upstairs now.
Well, I went downstairs because that's where I knew it to be. And it was just like, it was like a Ross or Burlington downstairs. Yeah. And I was just like, where's the
so,
oh, it was bad.
Yeah. I don't have anything to compare it to in the past. Now I'm just walking in there. You're going, like,
it's
to
great.
That
it's a
final
discount. Yeah.
Discount rack. I'm like, this is great. I just bypass all the expensive stuff. And I'm like, oh, let me just check this rack and find stuff that is like really deeply discounted. And I'm like, huh, this is cool.
It used to be the place where people would register for their wedding. Like, it was a nice place. And it just is not that great anymore.
Well, I'm into it, Beth, now.
Okay. It's great for what it is now, but not if you compare it to what it was.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Hit me with another one.
I hear you. Okay, here's another one. I was feeling spring is in the air, and I just had this like moment where I just felt like I really wanted to make my home feel more like spring.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I think it may have been, I think I was shopping for something. And then something caught my eye, and then that started me on this like tangent in my brain of like, I need my house to feel like spring, and what can I do? And so I just decided, for whatever reason, that I wanted to incorporate the color pink.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I don't really have anything pink.
Yeah.
But I was like, I like pink. Like, I think it was, I think I saw like a planter. Like,
okay.
And I was like, that is so cute. And it was pink. And I was like, oh, I want this, but I don't have anything else pink. And then I was like, well, what if I got some pink cushions?
Yeah.
To like across the room that would like act like, some, yeah. Like, so then I just started like,
okay,
looking for pink accents. And then I just like, I didn't go crazy, but I kind of was like, okay, I need pink here. I need pink there. I need pink. So now I have like pink in like five different points of my main living area that I just like brought into my home. And I'm loving it.
I need you to clarify, though, what shade of pink? Are you talking Barbie pink or like baby pink? Like,
kind of like more like a baby pink, but not even baby pink. Like a dusty rose.
Oh, okay. Because that's a very different vibe.
Not even like dusty rose, but even like pink. A light dusty pink.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first I was picturing Barbie hot pink in your house. Like,
No. Okay. No, it's like a dusty pink. And so I have like a teal colored couch and I have yellow chairs. And so there's already a lot of color going on. And so the other accent that I've had for a while is like a dark brown.
Yeah.
Which I feel is like
grounding
like fall, winter. Oh. Like, it's just more. Yeah. It's just darker and deeper. And I was like, I don't want that anymore. I want something like light and fresh. I wanted pink. And I'm liking it. I feel like the pink kind of goes with the teal and the yellow. I mean, it's just
it's
another color in there. But I've got some pink accents on my shelf in my kitchen and just a few things here and there. And anyway, I'm into pink.
You're a pink girl. Well,
you're so funny.
Sorry. I didn't say girly, like, at least. You're preppy.
You're like, you're this
Stanley's
girl. You're a pink girl.
I like to have labels.
You're a birder girl.
I know. I'm a grandma girl. I crochet.
You're a fanny pack
I golf.
Girl.
I got a fanny pack and a birder book. But one thing I'm very into is Vanderpump Rules. You know this.
Oh, yes.
We're just over halfway through the season. It is. So some people said it was kind of like, you know, it was hard to top last year, and a lot's going on. And, you know, the friend group.
There was a ton of drama.
Yeah. And the friend group's trying to come back together and stuff. But like, Andy Cohen, who's not an, he used to be an executive producer, but no longer. He was getting ready for the reunion. He did a little interview a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh no, like the last, it just has a big uptake on drama. And then they supposedly a lot of drama at the reunion. I'm very excited. Very excited. It cracked me up. One of my friends, her husband's into Vanderpump. I've shared that before.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I get a text over the weekend, and it's like, I've only met her husband once. It's fine. Like, whatever. We were cool. But like, I'll send her Vanderpump memes and videos to send to him. And she's literally starts a group chat with the three of us. Like, Beth.
Like, here you go, guys.
Husband. Here you guys go. Go at it. Here's your Vanderpump talk group. And I'm just like, I've kind of like, she posed a question and I couldn't answer it because I want to make a good first impression. So I need to like really, I've been thinking about what I want to post first. But I was just like, this is ridiculous and amazing. And I'm so excited to have a Vanderpump friend because he's been watching since day one too.
Oh,
so
wow.
He knows it. And so I'm just like, this feels so good.
That's a connection.
And they just had the spinoff of The Valley that just started too, which I'm very excited to like get into. Anyway, wow. That's what I'm into.
Totally. That's awesome. We're probably going to need to do another.
We will like, be doing update. More Vanderpump yes. updates. 100%.
You need to educate me on what's going on. Okay. Well, I have one more. This is last but not least.
Okay.
And that is that I have discovered a new tea flavor that I have been enjoying. And it is glazed lemon loaf.
Oh, okay. I think
it's a Tazo tea.
Yeah.
I probably have told you. It's like drinking dessert with no calories.
I'm going to have to try that. I feel like you're going to say that and I'm like, we need some sugar in here.
I do like to add some creamer that has quite a bit of sugar in it. But I have had it with no creamer and it is still quite delicious. It's not as good as with the sugary creamer.
Yeah, but
it's still really got a lot of flavor and it's really yummy. I mean,
try it.
I'm into it.
Well, there you go.
Yep. That's what we're into.
I just think it's amazing how like every month there's more to be into.
Oh, I know. Oh, wait. No, I just thought of one more.
Okay.
And that is makeup tutorials for over 40.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is not the same anymore. My skin's not the same. My under eyes, not the same. My eyelids are not the same.
Yeah.
And all these tutorials that are like... You're still doing what you used to do? You can't do that anymore in your 40s. And I'm like, well, why not? And then they show me the way of doing it differently. Oh. And I'm like, oh. So I feel like I'm learning and I want to experiment because, I don't know, I like to wear makeup and I've been doing it the same way for many, many years. And I'm like, I think I need to, you know.
Change it up.
Learn different ways.
Yeah, so, well, learning is so hard as you get older.
But I like watching makeup tutorials that are like short and just, it's kind of satisfying to see like before and after, like makeup does wonders.
I need you to Google. I'm so old now. Why did I say Google? I need you to look up on the TikToks, catfish makeup.
I use Google. Why are you saying this? Because why are you saying it like why you're saying Google?
Because you wouldn't Google this. You would go to TikTok for these videos. Oh, okay, I mean. I'm using the wrong
thing. Oh, okay. I was like, is Google outdated now too, Beth?
No. But you need to go to TikTok and search for catfish makeup.
What does because that
there's
even
all
mean?
These women that they show their before and you're like, oh, okay. Like you're just an average lady. You got sunspots, you know, like all kinds of stuff. And then they like, they do these transitions and all of a sudden they're like glammed up. You would not be able to recognize them like before and after.
Really?
Like so talented with makeup. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Catfish. Okay.
Makeup. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So we're going to do.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to do a catfish look. I don't think.
Once you see it, you're going to be like, I'm going glam. I'm going super full coverage 2018 glam. So good.
I can't wait to look it up.
If you're enjoying the podcast and would like to support the show, you can share episodes with your friends and family, follow us on Instagram at The Geriatric Millennials, or leave us a positive review and rating, all which help us to grow. Our theme music was created by The Finley Ghost. Check out their latest album now. Thank you so much.